Okay, let's start. Close your physical eyes. And let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line reaches the top. And it is coming down through the center of your head and neck and spine, reaches the base. And the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And finally reaches the very center of our planet. So by looking at this long straight line penetrating you, your inner eye is wide open to all directions, meaning you start sensing the space around you. Long straight line and the space around you. You can bring your consciousness in front of you, around shoulders, or behind you, above you, beneath you, so freely. Stay here for 1 more minute. Observe the space. Observe your sensation. So what else you have in your mind right now? Any kind of thought? Different mind chatters? Or physical, some uncomfortableness? Do not fight against them. Observe and observe and observe. Whatever you can observe, it's not you. you cannot observe yourself, but you can observe everything else. So you observe your anger, your anxiety, your pain, and so on. Don't worry, they are not you. Actually, they are not related with you at all. At all. There might be some voice in you, but this is so important to me. It's really emergency. It's really, really serious thing. Those voices, they are not related with you at all. Don't worry. Just observe them. Even physical pain, stiffness, discomfort, they are not related with you. Don't worry. Don't try to investigate them. Don't try to chase them. Don't try to analyze them. Don't try to dig them. They are nothing. Your mind is just like a sunny, beautiful blue sky. Limitless, so bright. So tranquil. Okay, instead of detaching yourself from those thoughts, emotion, and the sensation, let's do this a little bit. Sense the space between right shoulder and left elbow. Feel the space between the center of your throat and right knee. Feel the space between both ears. Feel the huge space in your head. Feel the space between both big toes and right wrist. Feel the big space in lower abdomen. Feel the bright light in your solar plexus area. Stomach area. Feel the beautiful whitish light in your both lungs. Feel the space between your shoulders. Feel the space in your mouth. Feel the space around both eyeballs. Space space, 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 space everywhere. You are so spacey. Okay, here. Find your holiness. Your holiness abides in you. Where is your holiness? Where do you sense? Where do you feel it? Your holiness is in you, and your holiness expanding its beautiful light limitlessly. What is obstacle? When you focus on some substance, your muscle pain, joint pain, itchiness, or anger toward someone, try to plan something, accusing yourself and so on. When you are focusing on something else, you cannot feel nor see your holiness, nor your holiness, the beautiful light. So we have to choose either way, either one. We continue to focus on the heavy, dark ego's product, or we focus on our holiness. How to find, how to meet, how to communicate, how to follow, how to be a witness of your holiness. Probably good idea to greet your holiness first. Hello. Teach me and help me. Hello, teach me, help me. And your holiness definitely answer to you. Probably first, calling your name. Listen to the voice from somewhere in you, your holiness is calling your name. Listen to it. And you might be able to notice that the voice is gradually bigger and bigger. Meaning first, the voice comes from somewhere, tiny, tiny space somewhere in you. And now voice is resonates everywhere in your body and around you and expanding. So you can hear your voice, your name, very center of your mind first, and now you can hear your name from around you, from even far from you, kind of all universe is calling you. And remember, in this universe, so many other stars, all brothers and sisters, the voice comes to you through them, through everything. You are called. So since we all the time try to deal with this and that, we are shaky with our perceptions, so then we are all dementia. We all forget about who we are. We all forget where our holiness is. But now, you are remembering. You are remembering the voice. So when we say, I rest in God, it means we remember we are in love, we are in our holiness, and we are holiness itself, and we receive our inheritance, the gift. And we also remember that to receive a gift, we don't need to pay anything. Okay, we don't need to pay anything. We don't need to exchange. We don't need to victimize anything. Stay here in this beautiful shower of voice. So maybe voice says thank you also. Your name and thank you. Call your name and say thank you. Thank you for receiving a gift. Thank you for noticing the voice. Thank you for listening to your own name. We are calling you. We are calling you. Thank you for coming back. So what else the voice said? Listen. Voice is calling your name and say thank you. And thank you for what? Listen. So Kingdom of God actually needs you. Because when you remember your true identity, you can join all others to receive blessing, to celebrate the grace and glory. We need you, each other. To recognize each other as your savior. And we can find our holiness, your holiness and my holiness. We can be your witness. Now here, embrace the voice and embrace the vision of your huge, beautiful Kingdom of God. So many beautiful stars around you, and you recognize, realize you are one of them. You are a beautiful star here. And slowly bring your consciousness back to the long straight line penetrating you. And gradually bring back your physical sensation. But don't bring back what is not related with you. all the cells in your body is now filled with the light of your holiness. Memorize it, keep it. And claim that it's mine, it's me, this is me. Then when you are ready, slowly open your physical eyes. And come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much, everyone.